This talk is titled Acceptance of My Higher Power. And my name is Graham. Given my ego as a food addict, what could possibly go wrong here? I am an addict trying to be aware of my defects and my assets. Thank you for this opportunity today. I receive much from preparing this talk. My hope is you will get something also. Using the 12 steps as a basis, I will share literature from AA's Big Book and OA's for today to illustrate my efforts to form daily spiritual habits. I came to OA in February 2005 at 245 pounds. After perhaps a year or so, I entered a long plateau at 220 pounds until February 2024. Since this February, I've dropped another 13 pounds. Throughout this time, my conscious contact with God has become less sporadic. My individual program, that is Graham's program, does not work well. Our program together with you works much better. Graham's program increases my ego and self-will. Our program diminishes my ego and self-will and forms a direct path to acceptance of my higher power. Every time I ponder the results of a group conscience, regardless if I agree or not, my conscious contact with God increases and my acceptance grows. A paragraph from the Big Book, page 417 in the fourth edition, speaks to the transition from my to our program. Quote, Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. He forgot to mention that I was the chief critic. I was always able to see the flaw in every person, every situation, and I was always glad to point it out because I knew you wanted perfection just as I did. AA and acceptance have taught me there is a bit of good in the worst of us and a bit of bad in the best of us, that we are all children of God and we each have a right to be here. When I complain about me or about you, I am complaining about God's handiwork. I am saying that I know better than God. Note the word acceptance in this paragraph. It appears at the transition from I to we. Let me share this paragraph one more time. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. He forgot to mention that I was the chief critic. I was always able to see the flaw in every person, every situation. I was always glad to point it out because I knew you wanted perfection just as I did. AA and acceptance have taught me that there is a bit of good in the worst of us and a bit of bad in the best of us, that we are all children of God and each of us have a right to be here. When I complain about me or about you, I am complaining about God's handiwork. I am saying I know better than God. Allow me to introduce my top 10 painful learning events. We learn from love also. But what self-respecting, I mean self-willed food addict would allow love to teach? So please join me in celebrating my top 10 painful events. 10, fear of financial insecurity. 9, rehashing the past. 8, worrying about a future that almost never comes to pass. 7, stress due to the addictions of other family members. 6, eating too much dinner and hurting my gastrointestinal tract over many years. 5, gaining weight year after year. Are we having fun yet? You know? 4, worrying about what others think of me when I had nothing to do with them or their thoughts. 3, worrying about what others think of me when my thoughts came from my self-centered imagination. 2, failure of a long-standing marriage. 1, alienation from our children from that marriage. Why would anybody make such a top 10 list? As recovery progresses, this list becomes touchstones from which humility and gratitude flourish. After years of suffering, the singer Nightbird stated, quote, "You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy," end quote. Our program is built around 12 steps. You may ask, what do the steps have to do with acceptance of my higher power? Based on my experience, allow me to answer that question. Steps 1, 2, and 3 in short. I can't, he can, so let him. I'll repeat. I can't, she can, so let her. In practice, our egos and self-absorption led us to desperation. Then we became ready to accept something besides ourselves. My experience had long periods where I only intermittently was accepting. My conscious contact with God was limited to brief moments. Steps 4 through 9. These essential steps are about our individual work, not about the work of others. However, most of us got through steps 4 and 8 through 8 with much help from others. Step 9, except for the amends to ourselves, cannot be completed without others. These 5 steps are about acceptance of ourselves, both bad and good. To illustrate this acceptance, OA's For Today, page 202, is quoted. Growth is a phenomena of nature. I cannot push it, shape it, make it happen. I can only do the footwork, endure the pain, and know the results are not up to me. There is struggle in the growth process. Pride, ego, and misused will stand in the way and must be overcome gradually with understanding and compassion. Pain is often the teacher, but with each period of growth, it becomes less acute. Growth is the opposite of control. Another term for it is learning to let go and let God. And that is a subject I can only expect to get better at, not master. End quote. For me, pain has always been a teacher. I did not arrive at acceptance because of some great intellectual exercise. I arrived at acceptance as a result of many painful events. including begging God to relieve my pain. Certainly, my conscious contact with God improved because of love from others and OA's tools. However, it was pain that cemented my contact with God as an ongoing and ever-increasing habit. Step 10 is the daily and ongoing repeat of steps 4 through 9. My experience cycles between repeated improvement and then setback. Over time, improvement grew, setbacks diminished, and serenity became more habitual. I quote step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. As we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Conscious contact with God is becoming habitual for me through prayer. Step 11 speaks to the process of acceptance of my higher power. A reading from For Today, page 213, describes this process. If logic were the dominant influence in human behavior, who would be a compulsive overeater or an alcoholic or an excessive obsessed anything? Emotional problems cannot be reasoned away or resolved by scientific method. Logic is wasted on nameless fears that appear to have no basis in reality. I feel what I feel, not what my head says I ought to feel. My persistence in trying to control my emotions through reasonableness ends in dismay and frustration. In OA, I am learning to look deeper, to a language of the heart. Prayer is not logical, and yet it works. End quote. Step 12 serves as another key to strengthening the habit of conscious contact and acceptance. Maybe that is why step 12 is not made a priority for newcomers. They have not formed these new habits. OA is a program centered around the newcomer. It urges each newcomer to discover their own higher power. This former newcomer sees pain in newcomers every time. Consequently, my ego is humbled once again. This talk has been about acceptance of my higher power, not about knowing the unknowable about my higher power. I believe death will reveal what is unknowable to me. But whatever my belief, it is acceptance of my higher power that will guide me through life and to my death serenely and at a healthy body weight. Thank you for your time.